This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
New booster shot plan.
The third dose 8 months after being fully vaccinated.
President defends Afghanistan pullout.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
Anger and anguish from military vets.
We gave so much, and just like that is wiped out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Sources tell CBS News the White House is expected to recommend COVID vaccine booster shots for all people who got one of the two-dose vaccines, Pfizer or Moderna. They'd come 8 months after the second dose and could start as soon as next month if approved by the FDA. Boosters have already been recommended for people with weakened immune systems. In Kansas City, Ellie Moxley's doctor suggested she get one.
I'm taking my cues from the health professionals that I work with to manage my Crohn's disease, and they're telling me to get the booster. I'm going to get the booster.
CBS's David Begno reports from one of the states struggling with a sharp rise in COVID hospitalizations.
Louisiana is drowning in its fourth COVID wave. Overflowing ICUs at Ochsner Hospital in New Orleans have forced more than 100 doctors to pivot from their normal jobs, including cancer surgeon Brian Moore.
A number of us have worked as nurses' aides to help them just do basic stuff.
Just in the last month, average daily cases in Louisiana have grown nearly eightfold. Dr. Chuck Burnell is the chief medical officer for Acadian Ambulance.
How close are we to medics refusing to transport patients because there are no hospital beds left?
We're days away from that happening right now.
Now to Afghanistan, where the Taliban has tightened its new grip on power, at the same time calling for women to join a new government. CBS's Roxana Sabiri is in Kabul.
This man is hiding from the Taliban. For his safety, we'll call him Ahmad.
None that I know has slept. We're waiting, you know, in fear that they will come soon.
What do you think they would do to you if they found you or your family?
If they take us, the imminent is, you know, death.
As a senior aide to a high-ranking official with a now former Afghan government, he says since the Taliban captured Kabul on Sunday, they've already kidnapped two of his colleagues. Today, a Taliban official promised an amnesty for all Afghans, implying the group won't target people like Ahmad. You don't believe them?
None of us believe them, no.
President Biden says the scenes playing out in Afghanistan are gut-wrenching, but he stands by the decision to withdraw American troops.
This did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country.
Many Republicans, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, say the pullout was a bad idea.
We're less safe as a nation. The likelihood of an attack coming from Afghanistan now is through the roof.
As we hear from Pentagon correspondent David Martin, many veterans of the war wonder if their sacrifices were in vain.
Juan Dominguez was a Marine Lance Corporal in 2010, sent into the Taliban heartland of Helmand Province, where his battalion lost 25 men killed. He lost both legs and an arm, but incredibly has fashioned a new life as a drummer. His thoughts are with the Afghans who helped the Marines and are now at the mercy of the Taliban.
We have seemingly turned our backs on them and just pray for them, because our government didn't help them get that safe passage out.
It's a disgrace to this country to depart like this.
Retired Army Colonel Dave Brostrom lost his son, Jonathan, at the Battle of Wannat in 2008.
This is very disheartening.
I hate to ask this question. Does it feel to you like your son died for nothing?
You know, my son died trying to protect his fellow soldiers. But for the ultimate cause of stabilizing the country and establishing a good government, yes, it was a sacrifice that was for naught.
Now to Haiti, the death toll tops 1,400 now from last weekend's earthquake. And now rain from a tropical depression has forced people out of makeshift camps. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
In the hard-hit town of Lakai, white tents serve as makeshift triage units for some of those injured in the wreckage. The agony of those being treated is painted on their faces. The small hospitals there can barely take in more patients. For those suffering the most serious injuries, a trip to bigger hospitals like Hôpital d'Adventiste d'Haïti in Port-au-Prince is necessary. Medical Director Scott Nelson has been working here since 2010's earthquake.
We have many people that are in the emergency room on the floor and outside for lack of more space.
Tropical Storm Fred crashed into the Florida panhandle, bringing heavy rain and knocking out power. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says it's now weakened to a depression.
In its path, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain. So that means as it moves north, it's going to likely produce a lot of flooding in its path, and flood watches extend through Atlanta all the way up through the Appalachians.
And Tropical Storm Henri has formed southeast of Bermuda. In the West, CBS's Ben Tracy tells us a drought made worse by climate change has had historic consequences.
The nation's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, has dropped to such a critically low level, the federal government has now declared a Tier 1 shortage on the lower Colorado River for the first time in history. This triggers automatic cuts to the water supply to Nevada and Arizona starting in 2022. Arizona farmers will be hit hardest. Some are preparing to lose up to 25% of their water supply.
The Las Vegas Raiders and New Orleans Saints, first teams in the NFL to require all fans attending home games to show proof of COVID vaccination. The Raiders will offer shots on site for the unvaccinated. In New Orleans, a negative COVID test and a mask will suffice. The Atlanta Falcons are the first team to report all of its players in camp have gotten their shots. There's a new civil lawsuit against 80-year-old singer Bob Dylan.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
It's from an unnamed woman who says she was sexually abused by him in 1965 when she was 12 years old. A spokesman for Dylan says the allegations are false and will be vigorously defended. With kids returning to school, much of the attention has been on masks indoors. But there are transportation issues, too.
Kent Savage is the interim superintendent for Lee County Schools in Southwest Florida. And with schools starting up, he's got a big, big problem.
I'll keep saying it till the cows come home. We need more drivers.
Savage says the district is about 150 school bus drivers short. District spokesman Rob Spicker says if they don't get more drivers soon,
we are going to have buses that are late, or buses that are, you know, delayed for a significant amount of time.
Nationwide, one trade journal reports 80% of the districts it surveyed say they're coming up short. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Avanti Frozen Foods is recalling some of its frozen shrimp products for possible salmonella contamination. The FDA says 9 known illnesses have been reported. The shrimp is sold under a variety of brand names at retailers that include Whole Foods, Meijer, and Hannaford. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.